This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers plan to introduce a package of bills to fund COVID relief efforts in the coming days. The money would come from about $800 million left over from last year's budget. Some proposals would let restaurants keep sales tax revenues and provide relief for arts and culture organizations. The Salida Ranger District of the U.S. Forest Service is looking for artists to help tell the story of public land. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
A pilot artist-in-residency program includes a week at the rustic and historic Bassam Guard Station, as well as a week camping in the region. The theme is before and after. Ben Lara with the district says that could mean anything from an increase in visitors due to pandemic escape to the effects of beetle kill.
That's a theme that we've kind of loosely used to maybe provide some structure on what we're looking for, but we are looking for some creativity on what an artist, how they view that, you know, what is their before and after.
Laura says so far they've received a handful of applications, among them artists in dance, film, and music. Applications are due by the end of the day. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Rabbits in Garfield and Sawatch counties have tested positive for a virus that has not been seen in North America until recently. Rabbit hemorrhagic disease has been found in at least 15 Colorado counties. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has been tracking the virus, which can affect domestic and wild rabbits, but not people or other animals. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.